Welcome to the classic sci-fi podcast,
sponsored by Entertainment Earth.
This week, we're going to look at the original, The Day the Earth Stood Still, a classic movie from the 1950s directed by Robert Wise. Interesting trivia about this movie, Robert Wise directed a couple of other big movies, The Sound of Music and Star Trek The Motion Picture, which, of course, are all very similar films, thematically speaking, or not so much. But anyway, The Day the Earth Stood Still is a pretty cool black and white movie. You've probably heard most of the premise of it, and you're aware that there was a remake of it with Keanu Reeves a few years ago, which I also watched recently and we'll talk about on this show in a little while. Not today, though. But anyway, the original Day the Earth Stood Still is a black and white film featuring a bunch of actors you've probably never heard of in an allegory for the world's use of weapons in war. Kind of like Plan 9 from Outer Space, only it doesn't really suck. Sure, it's a little corny today because there's a little bit of a golly gee whiz factor, because an alien comes to Earth, disguises himself amongst the people after first being treated like a hostile combatant, even though he never drew a gun on anybody, and he goes around with this little boy looking at things like the Lincoln Memorial and seeing the world for what it is, and warning the world that they're in danger of destroying themselves with war, which may sound really kind of corny, but it's a fun little movie. It's really neat. The effects aren't exactly what you would call fantastic, but they are fantastic for the 1950s. You'll see Gort. You'll see all kinds of great stuff. It's fun. Klaatu is an interesting character because he's very human, unlike the one in the Keanu Reeves movie. And a lot of the scenes from the original were kind of carried over to the new one. But yeah, let's not talk about the new one anymore. The original one is basically a fun movie, a low-budget sci-fi movie in the sense that there's not a lot of crazy effects shots. There are some scenes involving a giant flying saucer and a magical beam knocking weapons out of people's hands and stuff, and that's pretty neat. But if you're interested in old science fiction movies and you want to watch something that is old but not boring, this is a good movie to pick up just because, well, it doesn't have a lot of action. There's a lot going on, and it's pretty fast-paced, and it's a good movie. It really holds up well, thematically speaking, 50 years later, 60 years later. So if you have the means to check out The Day the Earth Stood Still, I recommend you do. We caught it on Blu-ray because it came as an extra feature on the new one, which we got pretty cheap. Also, there's a Blu-ray disc and, of course, DVDs of the film with lots of extras. The Blu-ray apparently has a commentary track with Nicholas Meyer, who directed Star Trek II, and Robert Wise, who directed the first Star Trek movie, which is pretty cool. So I'd recommend checking these out. And also, there's a lot of Day the Earth Stood Still collectibles out there, pretty much all of which are of Gort. Funko's doing a bobblehead this year. We got a company, Rocket USA, who makes a number of die-cast Gort toys. There's stuff out there. I don't know if there was anything made in the 50s, because I haven't really done the research yet, because I'm kind of what you would call lazy. But it's a pretty enjoyable film, and I think science fiction collectors and fans, like if you watch a lot of movies, it's worth checking this out just to see what's been done before. And, you know, it's nice to see an old sci-fi movie. It's not so corny that Mystery Science Theater could just completely tear out a new one. Sure, you can mock it, but you can mock anything. I mean, they mock Star Wars, right? Anyway, I'm Adam Paulus. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entertainmentearth, Ent Earth, not Entertainment Earth. And I will see all you guys next time.